Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Overdunk, your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. It's been a minute, I think, since we've had competitive Pokemon Unite talk on this podcast, but finally, we're going to be talking about a little bit of Unite Championship Series stuff in this episode, which I got to admit, I am pretty excited for. But we got a lot to look forward to in this episode. Before we get into any of that, we got to introduce ourselves. I'm your host, Zoinks, and of course, as always, joining me is Bridget. Bridget, my friend, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing pretty good. Yeah. I was traveling a bunch, and now I'm finally in my home for the rest of the year, which I am very excited about. So, doing good.
Awesome. I mean, not for nothing, you're current on One Piece now. So, Bridget is caught up on One Piece, so you have joined the ranks of some pretty illustrious Overdunk guests, by the way, and hosts. So we're pretty pumped to have you up and current.
Yes, Doofsax was very mad when I wasn't caught up to speed. Yeah. He just kept just sharing spoilers in the group chat. I'm like, Doofsax, please, bro.
I know.
Give me some time. So now our group chat is back to being One Piece Central, which is how it's supposed to be.
Exactly. It's funny, too. Doofsax recently has messaged me, and we've talked about it a few times, of like, I would love to make the trip out near, because you and Doofsax live near each other. I would love to come out and visit y'all sometime. At some point, doing Overdunk Live would be very fun as a group. But also, I think all three of us being caught up on One Piece is actually more of an incentive to. I'm like, now we can all talk about One Piece the entire time and Pokemon Unite. I can talk about all my nerdy things with all my best friends.
It'll be so fun.
So, hey, maybe November's kind of crazy with LAIC and stuff, and who knows, but maybe before the end of the year, we'll see what happens.
I'm down.
Cool. We'll look forward to some IRL Overdunk content.
It's like this promising on air, so it has
to happen. Oh, no. Yeah, cross my heart in front of cameras. Dangerous stuff. All right, y'all. We're going to be talking about just all your Pokemon Unite topics you were hoping for. We'll talk a little bit about the general metagame, the ladder, all that kind of shenanigans throughout the episode. But as of actual topics we'll be discussing, first and foremost, we got to talk about the newest release in Pokemon Unite in Mega Lucario, a brand new license, which was up for debate for a while. Does it justify the new license? It's like $20-some up front, if not $30, if you want to buy it outright. But it's also free to play. Free to earn. There's a lot to discuss in that, as well as power level and all that kind of stuff. We are going to be talking about that. There are two new held items coming out, and I think very soon. I think like next week is going to be the first one. I think Big Root enters into the game, and then after that, Tenacity Belt. We'll be talking about the new items. And then after that, we are going to be filling out my ballot for the Unite Esports Awards. It's an event that happens every single year. Not really an event, but like an online program that awards player, like favorite play of the year, regular season player of the year, community choice players of both the East and the West, which I'm actually super excited about doing this because I think that is a very interesting award that I want to talk about. The picks I have and the reasons behind them, because I think it could be a cool nuanced award. So we'll talk about it. So we'll encourage you all to fill out your own, but we'll get to do it along as a show together, which will be really fun. But all that being said, we're going to be starting with Mega Lucario. Bridget, you've gotten the chance to play, I think, like maybe one or two games on Mega Luca so far. First impressions of Mega Lucario.
Well, I did have a little bit of a pup Lucario phase back in the day before it was before they made its Unite move faster.
Okay.
That was about the era. I'm not sure when that was. I just remember doing it and then they buffed its Unite move. And I was like, wow, really? Like right after I got into this. So I was not super, like I already have played like pup Luca before. And so I was like, okay, this is actually something I'm like, enjoy this moveset. I don't really play very often because I just am not, it just hasn't felt very good recently, and e-speed seems to be like the thing. So I was excited. I've only played like two games, like right before the podcast. I got some in. It was like fine. I wasn't playing against Empoleon, so that was nice. But I don't know. It just felt like, okay.
Yeah, interesting.
I don't know. I felt just very, like, neutral. It does just feel, like, viable. It doesn't obviously feel like a troll pick. I felt like I was doing a lot. I mean, I was getting good damage numbers. Like, it did feel good. It just didn't really wow me.
Okay.
And okay. I'm a guy who didn't really understand Megas when they came out in X and Y. I was like not
okay. Yeah, like, not it, a Mega. I was like a, sure.
I was a solo Pokemon. Like I played Pokemon with like the people I grew up with. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't have online friends or like community. I didn't pay attention to any of that. So when I'm experiencing it in game for the first time and they're like, hey, do you want to temporarily evolve your guy in battle and then it'll go back? I'm like, no, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Why would I do that?
That's some Digimon garbage. Get out of here.
Yeah, I have to give up my item slots for what? I just did not get it. Okay. So like megas are not part of my lore. Like they are not something I feel like strongly about. And I was kind of hoping this would maybe like attach me to them a bit more. But so far it just was kind of just like, okay. I'm the different guy for a little bit and everyone runs away from me.
Yes, that is the correct response, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, don't touch that guy until it's gone.
Okay, interesting. That's a experience for sure. Again, only two games, but yeah, already not liking Megas is an interesting. I mean, that's a hot take in itself, Bridget.
I know. Sure. So I'm coming from a weird place. Like, they're not like, people are like, what's your favorite Mega? I'm like, I'm not like, I'm nostalgic for a lot of guys, but I'm just not nostalgic or sentimental toward like Megas.
Okay. Fair enough. I would say I've had a pretty different experience. One with Megas, I did like Megas. My biggest detractor with Megas was that not everyone got, like, only a few Pokemon got them, and it felt like all the Pokemon that got them, I was like, I don't care about them. I want the new cool ones, Jeff. Yeah, it was a whole thing. But I've restored my relationship. They gave Banette a Mega once upon a time, so
there you go.
Now I'm kind of back in. Mega Lucario has always been one that's like, it's kind of fine. It just felt like, you're going to give that one a Mega. It's okay.
We know.
Mega Lucario coming out Unite, I think the general consensus is probably the correct one of this feels like probably the laziest release that we've ever got in Unite. Like, come on. Like, we're down to one moveset. Like, it's, you just lose as an item. There are a couple things that change with the Pokemon. Obviously, the passive is different, which is interesting. The passive being different does change the Pokemon, I would say. Like, its early game is far worse, which is funny for a Pokemon that is so notoriously good in the early game in Lucario, in large part because of its little shielding passive. Now that it's like a damage amping one, it's a little different. So that in itself is interesting. But all that being said, I'm actually really enjoying Mega Lucario. Oh, I will say this about Mega Lucario, which is almost the opposite of you. It has made me enjoy Power Up Punch Close Combat, because I would never touch that moveset when I played Lucario before. I just found Extreme Speed Bone Rush way too fun. If I was playing Power Up Punch, I was putting it with Bone Rush. I was just like, it is too fun to be able to reset my cooldowns on command. Like, this is just a really, really fun moveset. Just did not like Close Combat very much, but having the Mega Evolve change the moves even just slightly, I found really, really fun. Like, I was like, I'm choosing to Unite at truly random times. Like,
I was like, I just want a Mega.
Exactly. Like, I could care less about this stupid blue ball I throw at the start. It could be an animation that's just cosmetic for all I care. I want to be the big, cool Mega Luca and have the power-up punch with two little lines on my charge-up bar every time that I'm going in to throw hands. And then moving Close Combat is just like really fun. I don't know. Personally, I enjoy playing Mega Lucario, and where I will give credit to this release is every time I'm thinking about playing Lucario, it actually is a choice for me. I'm like, do I want to play E-Speed or do I want to play Mega Lucario? And that's kind of where the choice has diverted now, which is maybe what they were going for. And if that's the case, they succeeded. Do I think they should have gone for a lot more? Absolutely. So this is going to be an interesting report card. So let's just get into that, because I feel like we're starting to knock on the door of actually, talking a little bit about where this thing actually should be. So let's get into our Mega Lucario All-Rounder new release report card. For anybody who needs a reminder, especially for those of you in audio land, we rate a Pokemon on its level of fun, how balanced it is, the flavor slash theme of this Pokemon, the solo queue viability, the competitive viability, and we give it a Hundo Burger level out of 5 in classic Western academia ratings. So, first category here, Bridget, is fun. Now, this is where I was saying in the pre-show, I think you and I might disagree, where you were saying it was kind of bland and meh. I actually find this Pokemon kind of, really, really fun. I love clicking the Mega Evolve button. Which...
I do agree with you on that. I do like hitting the Mega button.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. Go. You can keep...
No, I honestly, I want you to weigh in here because I really don't know what to put because I'm finding Mega Lucario fun currently. Like, I do enjoy the evolution, like, or the Unite move is the Mega Dynamic. I think the timer is a good amount of time. Like, I don't know. I feel like that paid off well. The ability to reset your cooldowns, all of that just... I think when you go Mega, like, putting quotation marks in the air here, when you Mega Evolve... you want it to pay off in a fun factor. You know what I mean? Like, Mega Evolution is supposed to be big. It's supposed to be flashy. You don't want that to necessarily just be overt power level. However, that is a part of fun, I think, in video games. But you want it to just pay off in excitement. And the way that it's exciting in this one is you have a whole new form, your moves change, and you just get to use your moves basically all the time. I don't know. I don't think cooldowns exist when you've Mega Evolved as Mega Lucario. And for that, I think it's awesome. So... all of that I find fun. However, lack of choice is unfun. And so having only one moveset is unfun, which I don't, for that reason, and I think a lot of people would fight lower, I think A minus.
Oh,
is that way too high?
I was thinking not an A.
Yeah. I could be convinced not A. My vote would be A minus, but I think I have to be a little unbiased here as the podcast host alongside you here. So I could totally go with B plus.
Yeah, I just, as someone who's like played Pup before, I'm just like,
sure,
I'm playing Pup Lucario with a worse passive. or a different passive.
You
do
get power up punch
shield.
plus. I don't know what to call the Mega.
Maybe I don't like utilize like the gimmicks of when you're in Mega like enough. Mm-hmm. Like I'm just still playing like the same game, I guess.
Yeah. I will say for the first few games I played on Mega Lucario, I was the same way. I was pretty like, well, passive for lack of a better word, but I was pretty like careful with a lot of my moves. Once you like kind of throw caution to the wind, because when you're playing this Pokemon, you're naturally playing more careful than you were on Lucario. Because you're like less tanky or whatever, right? Because you don't have Steadfast.
Yeah,
you remember that third item, which would probably be like weakness or focus a lot of the time, which is another defensive item. So like you're playing a little safer. Once you learn that you can throw caution to the wind when you click the Unite move button, you're like, oh,
yeah.
Well, you can't. You will get knocked out with this Pokemon, even in Mega form.
Yeah, I was definitely getting KO'd.
But you can press your buttons more. You know what I mean? And if your close combat hits more than one Pokemon, you're healed up to full. Like, it's kind of absurd. So I don't know. But I see the reasons why it shouldn't be A. So that's why I am offering a negotiation deal at a B+. How do we feel?
That's fine.
Okay, we'll take.
It's just literally not a new Pokemon. Like, I'm just like,
I think it'll hurt in other categories. You know what I mean? I think it'll hurt in other categories. Yeah, see, Slasher saying B-. I think the general populace would put it lower. Okay, you know what? B. Can we lower to B?
I'm okay with B. I'm okay with B+, but if you want to do B,
all right, we're
that's
keeping
fine.
B+. We're keeping B+. We're keeping B+, even after my impassioned speech. I was really hoping I'd be able to convince you A-. But
no, I was like, not net. I don't know. I just don't feel like it's...
Yeah.
It's just Pup. Like, I'm playing Pup Luka. I'm playing Pup Luka.
Fair.
Which is fine.
Okay.
But this has been out since release.
Here's an interesting one. Balance level. Now, the reason I say interesting is because I think Mega Lucario is strong. Like, I think it is a strong and decent Pokemon. It is not the best Pokemon in the game right now. That is given to another purple background Pokemon. Piplup is staring at me, telling me not to say it out loud right now, but I have to have courage while we're live. I do think that in the roster of characters, Mega Lucario slots in as a good option, but not Giga Busted. Like, I think in, like, lower ELO levels where I'm at right now, I think most players feel more oppressed by things like Buzzwole, like, currently in the rank ladder. You know what I mean? Like, maybe Mega Lucario could be stronger. I don't know. Personally, but it is a good Pokemon, but it's not Giga Busted. I low-key think they kind of crushed the balance. Am I off base for saying that? Like, I think the balance was great on Mega Lucario.
I agree. I obviously haven't played a lot in Penguin Mega Luca meta, but I wasn't feeling like I was getting hurt by Empoleon for sure, but I haven't felt, I don't know. I need to play more into it and get more of a feel for it. I do feel like it in lane still just have a bad time, depending for on what you're up against, but yeah, I'm not finding it too bad. Are there like win rate stats out for it yet? Or I guess probably not, right? Because those are on Sundays?
Maybe.
Tuesday?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm not too sure. Maybe you can take a look at that.
But I'm going to look. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, even if it has weaknesses, you know what I mean? In this category, in the way we judge the balance level rating, like, I don't think having weaknesses is enough to break it down too far. Like, I don't know. I think this thing is strong. But
it's the second highest win rate behind Empoleon.
Yeah.
And it's like pretty significant. Like Empoleon's 56, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And Mega Luca is 53. And then Dodo and Urshi are 52. And then it kind of evens out more from there. But those are good, like the standout percentages.
Dodrio and Urshifu are just perennial, like, hey, if you know how to play this Pokemon, you're gonna win games. Like it
is. Yeah, high skill ceiling. I feel like
Pokemon. Yep. Okay. Maybe it's stronger than I am saying. Maybe we should knock it a point. How would you feel about A-?
Well, my God, it's the second highest winner in the game, and you're like, oh, it's pretty balanced.
It's got weaknesses. You can play around it. It's not Empoleon.
It's not Empoleon. You're right about that.
I don't know. I personally just feel like this is one of the first releases they've done in a minute that is like, it feels okay in terms of balance. You know what I mean? Like, it's not too weak. It's not broken strong.
It only feels that way because Empoleon's worse. I swear.
Yeah.
It's true. But I mean, like, I guess this is like,
this is a
part
time
of its
capsule,
release.
Right? These report cards are also time capsules a little bit. Which
they are. They are.
Yeah. I mean, Ripto's right? agreeing with you, saying this thing is busted, but with Empoleon being there, But we also want new releases to be on the strong side. I am diehard of that opinion. Maybe, like, not game-breaking, but I want them to be good. And I think, man, I don't know. Okay. A second B+?
Yeah.
All right.
B? If it was the second lowest win rate in the game, we would be like, F, this is horrible. Yeah. Like, the worst balance of all time.
Correct. But yeah, being the second highest, okay, fine. All right.
Which, this is kind of weird. Like, solid B. It is kind of interesting, though, because obviously, usually when a release comes out, people don't know how to. It's a new moveset.
Right.
But this is a moveset a lot of people know how to play.
We're
already
familiar. Yeah.
So it's kind of weird. Like, that does, like, weigh into, like, oh, maybe that's why it's so high, because usually, I don't know, whatever.
That's a good B+ point.
I'll stand. Oh, my God. I'm
okay,
standing.
Okay, fine. We'll see. I'll the B. Man, I really thought it was going to do better there. I wanted to give Timmy props for this release, but maybe you're right.
There's a different, like, we decided the balance level was how balanced it is, not how much of a good release balance it is, which I feel like is different.
No, I thought the balance level category was like, yeah, like how good does it feel? Not how strong it is, but like how good we think the balancing job, the task of balancing was done on Megalucon.
Yes.
Is how we
judge
it.
That's what I'm saying. But it sounds like you're also saying like, oh, but a new release should be on the stronger side more than the weaker side.
Yeah, exactly.
So Lucario is better balanced because it's stronger.
Yes.
Does it make sense?
Yeah, no, I think it does make sense. Like, I think those are
two different things, and we decided this was one thing.
Okay, fine. I don't. All right. Yeah, that's okay. We could agree to disagree on that. Flavor / theme. Now, this is where I think I get critical of Mega Lucario. This is where I heel turn a little bit, and I stop fighting for A's and B's. I personally think this is, and Smim's asking for us our overall thoughts on mega designs and everything in the game. I think this as a first or second foot forward, I guess theoretically, is pretty rough. I mean, you shipped this thing with a moveset that already exists, you took away its item slot, you took a little bit of its early game identity away with the passive and gave it a more generic passive. I don't know. It does feel like when I hit the mega button, I go big and I go nuclear. I think that is a check mark, but I think that might be like the only check mark on the box. You know what I mean? So for that reason, C-.
Wow.
Or D. I think but I do think when I click mega, I feel mega, you know?
I like to go mega. Like, okay. I'm not going to take that front. I do like hitting that button.
D+.
And I like to do it. Yeah.
All right.
It's just, you can't say, I don't know.
We have to judge it.
I am not a mega guy.
Oh, sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
I was just going to say, I'm not a mega guy. And even I feel like I'm like, this isn't as cool as it should be.
That's it, like, and then that's exactly it. We need to be critical on this release in some area of this report card about that. Like, we have, like, where it misses the mark of anticipation in basically every single way. That, like, we have to judge it somewhere on this category. It's probably in either Hundo Burger level or here. And I just think it is a flavor win in only one aspect. And other than that, it just feels like you kind of made worse Lucario. Like, not worse, you made less fun Lucario. And that's...
Yeah.
Come on, guys. That's
like, even if he did, like, a little flip when he megaed, I'd be like, that's sick.
Yeah.
Like he flipped around. Now he's like, if he did a jump and like megaed, or like the little, he jumped up in the little, like it happened really fast. And he's just like mega now. Like just him just like snapping his fingers. And it's like, oh, mega. I'm like, man, I mean, I understand for like the gameplay, you just like turn into it, but usually they're so good at like, this is usually what Unite is like very good at is like, even if, like, the mechanic was this, like, the way it was, just hit the act of him turning into it, I'm like, I don't know. I just feel like it should be cooler. Like, I want him to go, like, Super Saiyan, you know?
You know what I want? I want a screen takeover. Like, we have sometimes.
Ooh,
like, with
or
those,
like a border.
Yeah, like a border.
How,
like, I want, like,
Cynthia's Garchomp thing did.
Exactly.
I was like,
exactly.
Like, that would be cool. Right. Like, how, that would come up when they, like, Unite moved you, and you're like, Garchomp's uniting you, idiot. And you're like, that Garchomp.
And
that,
maybe,
whatever.
And maybe that would be worth paying $30 day one to play this Pokemon.
There you go. Now we might have a reason why this was the most expensive license to date.
Yeah, but free to play? Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Free to earn.
All right, let's hit these other quick categories before we talk about the economy side of it. Solo queue viability, I mean, this is got to be the easiest A+ ever, right? Second highest win rate on the ladder. Like, come on now. Plus, it's Lucario. Like, it just fits in easier to a lot of comps. It's kind of got everything you'd ever want from a beginner level to an advanced level. Like, you have a good secure. Your early game, while it's weaker than normal Lucario, it's still fine. Like, it's still a good lane Pokemon. You can play it in a lot of ways. Your Unite move, it's kind of hard to use poorly. Like, at this, with this Unite license, like, I don't know, it just fits every bill. If my solo queue teammate has picked Mega Lucario, I am almost never upset. So, unless we have four, unless I'm one of the four attackers that we have on the other side, I'm like, hey, come on! But obviously, they're not to blame. So, solo queue viability, A+. competitive viability. This is interesting. Bridget, where do you think this Pokemon lands competitively? Wow, that cannot be how you say that word. Competitively.
I think it is.
All right, great. Where do you think Megalugos sits? LAIC is coming up very soon. This thing should be legal for that tournament.
I know. I was like, oh, I'm going to look at Underdunk and see what the buzz is, but it's definitely still on moratorium. So
yeah.
It's probably a tourney ban. So mm-hmm. I can't even cheat and see. I feel like people will. It feels like a mon that people will be afraid of initially and then might get slipped through at some points to test the water. And if it's. I don't know. I kind of feel like it might be. I could see where teams could play around it well enough where sure. It wouldn't exactly be a permaban, or maybe teams feel like by the time LAIC comes around, like they have a strategy for it, almost like baiting them into it. But
yeah.
It will be interesting to see if it gets adjusted at all. Obviously, hard to account for, but in its current state, I feel like I feel like it's too good to not at least try with.
Yeah. I think an important factor to think about when in competitive viability is just what's its lane opponents, right? So like, or what are the other options you have to work with? You are looking at Pokemon like Blaziken, Buzzwole, normal Lucario, Garchomp. Like these are all very strong top laners right now. That you have to think about potentially competing against. I don't know how many more of those I'm taking Mega Lucario over.
Yeah.
In some of these comps. Now, you do get, like, Power Up Punch Secure is great, but the Unite move is going to be relevant, but we're in a new world. Like, Groudon map does have different priorities in endgame teamfights, so... This is, I think, a squishier, more counterable by CC Pokemon like Mega Lucario could be a liability sometimes. So for all of those reasons, I think it's still very good, but I don't think it's like best in class for its lane. I'm saying B+.
Yeah, I know. I have a hard time being like, teams are going to be too scared of it, or they're going to be like... Let it through. It's fine. And I was leaning towards, like, I feel like teams are going to start letting it through. But yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's been forever since, like, the meta's just, like, changing so fast and so often. It's hard to be, like, it's a lot to take in.
For sure. Currently. Yeah. I think judging it, like, thinking about LAIC is probably, like, a non-starter for this, right? Like, that's too far. We're probably multiple balance patches away from whatever this Pokemon's going to look like at that one. No, that's my fault. I was, like, talking about it in the first place. Like, it's, like, I don't know. Like, it is, I know in this category we kind of have to think about the future of this Pokemon. Like, you know, and will it be a mainstay in competitive settings? But... I think B+ is a fine spot, but any pull either direction? You want to pull it into the A- category, or do you want to pull it down to B, or leave it there?
I think it's fine.
Perfect. We'll leave it there. All right, Richard, how many Hundo Burgers are you giving this thing out of 5?
Man. I'm already so tired of the all-rounders. I still have another one to get through.
Yeah.
Actually, I have 2 more to get through. Oh, my God. We're only halfway through this all-rounder.
Do we know Charizard? Well, Charizard will most likely be all-rounder, I guess. It would...
Yeah.
They didn't change Lucario, so...
Yeah, I lost. I had my one fan theory, and they immediately disproved me, so I'm like, okay, well, they're not changing anything from what we've seen so far. So, yeah. So maybe I'm just already lamenting my all-rounders, but I mean, I'm not, like, I was much more excited for this than Charizard, because I've actually played.
Yeah.
Lucario, I don't think I've ever played Charizard, ever. So, yeah, it's a bit of a bummer,
okay.
I would say. I'm kind of bummed by this.
Okay, what's bummer Hundo Burger level? 1, 2?
We need to look back. I feel like I need to look back on our other report cards, because it's like, I feel like I've given stuff twos that I would probably say Lucario does it. I would say I'm more meh on Lucario.
I think we've only given away one a report card at a one Hundo Burger, and that was Empoleon.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would personally would give it a one, but
All right.
I know you feel differently.
No, again, I think that what, like I was saying, the disappointment of this release is it's somehow not even really about what this license is. It's so much more about what it could have been. And there has to be a category on this where we actually judge it by that. And I think this is the one. Yeah, like Mega Lucario could have been infinitely cooler. It was such a fun chance to do something new and unique, which you said it before. I think Unite does really well at that a lot of the time. Like, character design is actually something they usually knock it out of the park with. Mega Lucario just feels really flat, really just underdesigned. So I think a 100 burger, man, back to back 100 burger out of five releases. That's tough. It's a tough couple releases, which, but both of them have done well in the fun category. So, it's interesting. But just overall, because, of course, the Hundo Burger level, the overall stat, it is a tricky one. But, okay, for those of you listening along at home in podcast land, Mega Lucario for final ratings has got a B+ in fun, a B for balance level, in flavor slash theme, a D+, solo queue viability, an A+, competitive viability, a B+, and Hundo Burger, 1 out of 5.
Sorry, Mega Lucario. My bad.
It's all right. It's all right. You know, every now and then we get a license release where one of our hosts is just a hater of that release. And this is Bridget's turn. We had Dupe Sex with El Premi earlier on.
He tore that one down for me. So
yeah, that one hurt. That one hurt. But all right, let's move along from the Mega Lucario discussion and start talking about a couple of new things we have coming to the game, a new held item. So we got the announcement that these were coming out a long while back, but we finally have the data mines from them, from El Chico Eevee. We have Big Root and Tenacious Belt. These are both, I don't know if Tenacious Belt, if I've seen that one. I don't think that's a real like VGC item. I know Big Root absolutely is.
I'm gonna Google it. I'm curious.
Okay, so the held item stats, Big Root will give you a 450 HP boost. That's pretty standard for any of the, well, actually, that would be like leftovers level stats, right? Because it's only HP. I think that's like it's like a huge chunk, and then the effect will increase HP recovery by 20%. So I mean, potion users rise up and strap the Big Root on. Like that's gonna be some healthy Pokemon out there. And then the stats for Tenacious Belt. As a lot of people like theory crafting when this one came out, like, is it gonna be like anti CC? Kind of is the answer to that. When a hindrance is inflicted on the Pokemon's defense and special defense are increased for a short time. So you just get a blanket 30 defense and special defense increased. So it's the same. I think Focus Band is also a both defenses increaser, whereas like Assault Vest only does like special and, or I think I'm saying the correct thing here, but either way, and then its passive is increases your special defense by 28% for 3 seconds. Interesting. It's only special defense, which makes more sense. You're usually getting more crowd controlled by special attack damage dealers, but so yeah, a Pokemon who are in the thick of it and are getting CC'd but want to have a little bit more defenses to work with, pretty good item. Pretty good item.
Yeah, and you're right. I don't think Tenacious Belt is like a in the normal mainline game item, which is kind of crazy.
We have a few. It's not quite 50-50. Like, I think we have way more VGC ones, but there's a few that are, I mean, there's like some that are pretty clearly like well, I was trying to think of like Golgari.
I can only think
that's not a held item. But like Resonant Guard, you know. Like Resonant Guard. Oh, or yes. Yeah. Tim said what else they give, the stacking items. Like there's no, there are similar items, right? Like in the games, but I guess we kind of got those in a Celebracer and Drive Lens and stuff like that. So there are some, Oh, Slick Spoon's a funny one, Elvis, too, because like, yes, that's, but like Bent Spoon is like a VGC item. So like there are, or is it Twisted Spoon? I think it's Twisted Spoon.
Yeah.
Is an item. So there's some that are like very close, but not quite good. Not quite there. So also thank you so much for the subscription, Straggles. And yeah, I do think both of these items could be really strong. I feel like Big Root's probably a little bit better for the Pokemon that want to use it. Like it feels like more of the niche slot will go, it'll go further on the Pokemon that niche want to use it. You know what I mean? Like I'm thinking I put this on Trevenant immediately. Like, this feels like a day one Trevenant item, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. I honestly love when they introduce new items. I feel like they usually shake things up, like, just enough to keep it interesting. And these are pretty, I mean, I guess the Big Root isn't, like, mind-blowingly different. But the Tenacious Belt is a cool mechanic.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, anti-hindrance, which I I know it's not a full heal buff, but right. It's something.
Yeah, it what's the Pokemon I think Metagross has, like, not he's got a similar effect, right, with their passive.
His shield. Well,
let's see.
I'm not sure if it's like a cleanse.
Okay, Clear Body reduces... Oh, no, that just reduces the duration. That's my bad. But yeah, reduces the duration of hindrance effects by 10% when enemy players are nearby. The more enemy players there are, the more hindrance effects are reduced, up to a maximum of 5 enemy players. So, 50% max.
Okay.
Yeah. Elvis is saying that Umbreon might be similar. Let's just check. Marty on UniteDB. Inner Focus. When Umbreon would be shoved, thrown, or left, the unit battles negated and becomes unstoppable, and also its defense and special defense are increased by 30% for 3 seconds. So yeah, this is an Umbreon Inner Focus ability. Yeah. Yeah, the reason I thought of Metagross was just because it's Tenacious and Tenacity, like they're just named similar, so that's why I thought about them. But yeah, Umbreon having a very similar passive to the effect, so Umbreon with this item could be kind of cool. Again, I like the items that kind of double down. They're not always good. Points at Garchomp with Drain Crown. But I like to think they got some niche use, and if that niche use is just me redeeming my sub on Spraggle's stream so he has to play Drain Crown Garchomp, so be it. You know what I mean? So be it. That's the niche use I'll live for. But okay, so I'm excited about these items. Bridget, final thoughts on Big Root Tenacious Belt. Are you excited about these two?
Yeah, I never go like too buck wild with the items, but sure. I always enjoy seeing like what like the content creators are able to whip up with them, and if I need to be adding them to my builds or not. Right. So
make us aware, Chris Heroes. Make us aware.
Yeah, I will be watching the video. Thank you. Yes. These Pokemon are the best uses for the new items. Do that. Thank you.
It's for new subs only or gifted. Nice try. Thanks, Frank. Okay, well, I'll use my gifted subs on the items then. Very well, very well. All right, yeah. Well, I'm excited to try these, and yeah, like Smith mentioned in our chat, I said it before too, I am very excited to put Big Root on Trevenant and just make my dreams of a viable drain tank in Pokemon Unite ever more of a reality. Okay. All right, y'all, we're going to be moving on to our final topic of tonight, one that I'm pretty excited about. We are going to fill out, sorry for brightness warning, by the way, forgot Google. Google Forms really hits you right in the face. We are going to be filling out the 2025 Pokemon Unite Championship Series Awards voting ballot for me. So this is my email, by the way, if you ever want to send in a letter to the show. Swingscast@gmail.com. You can find a link in my bio. But we're going to fill these out kind of together, and this will be my ballot. I really encourage all of you to go check out the Unite Esports Twitter account. They have posted, I think it's their pinned tweet right now. Get some award votes in for these championship series awards. They're really, really cool things. And if you don't know some of the categories, we're going to be talking about them right now. So hopefully that'll give you a little context. If you need a little bit more, though, I know Husky posted on her Twitter and on her YouTube channel, like, kind of a highlight reel of day one of Worlds. So just, like, a lot of really big plays and big moments, which is so sick. I know.
I hope she
continues making that after, like, every event. Like, I think that is such an awesome YouTube video. Like, I would absolutely go back and watch, like, highlight reels instead of having to scrub through a 10-hour video every time. Yes. I'm trying to look back and do research for events. Like, that would be awesome. So maybe we should make content like it. Who knows? Maybe we'll collab. Let's get into it here, Bridget. Our first category is number one is the most valuable player. Now, let's read out the description because I think that will influence this a little bit. This player has shown themselves to be the most valuable, integral part of their team's performance throughout the 2025 season. So this is a 2025 season MVP, okay. Not necessarily just a World's MVP or Grand Finals MVP. So... you already filled this out. Do you want to say your things that you put in for these categories? Or if you don't remember, you know, that's also fine.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I remember who that's I okay. did for this.
All good?
Because I was just in my hotel bed, bored, out of my mind. I probably woke up at, I was on Mountain Time. I usually live in Eastern Time. I'm waking up at like, you know, 7 a.m. every day.
Right.
I'm filling out things on my phone, and this is one of them. So
cool.
I am not sure who I picked, but I think I remember the other ones.
Okay,
so
that's fine.
I probably picked Draken for this because I was thinking at Worlds on the Brain, but they also obviously had an amazing season. So
exactly, yeah,
I think they won all of their regionals. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they did have a really, really solid showing, no matter what. I don't think you could go wrong picking a world championship player here for MVP. Listen, yeah. Having a big endgame showing. And oh my gosh, thank you so much for the raid, Kratos. Welcome in, everybody. We are in the latter half of the podcast, filling out the Championship Series Awards voting. Okay, my vote for most valuable player, if it's over the 2025 season, I personally feel like I have to pick an LG player. Like, listen, they won three ICs. They got top four at Worlds. Like, there's just so many achievements. It feels like they were the best regular season team, if you will put it that way. And for the most valuable player on that team this year, my vouch, and I can try to find them right now. I guess I could always just search it. I kind of
like looking through everything.
Yeah, there's a lot of good options. That's so funny that just the team orange juicers is an option.
Well, the OJ, like OG.
Oh, yes, you're right. Okay, also the players are in alphabetical order.
I was like, what is this?
I am going to put Kyrios as the most valuable player. So I think... Like, LG has had, you know, major players be the most important factor of their team, like, season after season. I think it's changed each season, you know what I mean? Like, I think they've all had big moments. I think you could put someone like Slash here for a lot of, like, their, draft talk, their playmaking that's pushed them really far. I think Trainer had, like, tournament-winning moments in a lot of major tournaments. However, I think if I'm thinking MVP, like, the value that Kyrios brought to this team throughout the entire season in being a hyper flex for this team, switching roles in lane, playing like jungle fill sometimes, there was just so many things they brought to the table, and even when they were just playing kind of the standard attackers, they were still one of the lights out best attacker players in the world. So for that reason, I'm voting Kyrios. But I did see some in chat as well, putting in a few like shout outs. There was obviously Kratos, Smim said Toon. I think those are both like, you know, solid options for MVP, but my vote's going to Kyrios from LG for this year's MVP. What do you think about that, Bridget?
I would agree with you. I picked an LG member for one of the other awards. Okay. So cool. I gave my shout out to LG. I think I saw Worlds voting. I'm like, Draken, MVP, GOAT.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, let's move on to our next category. So breakout player of the year. You already mentioned this one a little bit. Did you say you picked one of the Aegis Flames members, right? Oh, I hit choose.
Yeah, I think I picked their Zera player. I think his name starts with a D. Or is it Angra? I forget.
Yeah,
I looked it up. No. Is it A?
Do games?
Oh, Dugan. I think it's them.
Okay, gotcha.
Dugamos.
Yeah, Dugamos. I think it was Dugames. I think that's what I got told from Soph at Worlds.
I trust Soph. Sorry, okay. Butchering.
That's a good one. I thought about this a little bit, and I think my vouch, and it's tougher because they weren't as many lands, but they also got top four. I want to put Anisus on here. For breakout player, like, listen, that team in LATAM North took so many tournaments and really, like, crazy finishes, and not to mention just had a epic Worlds run, and I think their playmaking ability was one of the huge reasons that they did it. So I'm going to go with Anisus from Santos Laguna as my breakout player of the year. I think for people who like grassroots tournaments and stuff, you saw this coming a mile away, like the level that this kid's got. But actually getting to show it in UCS, like, that's why Rookie of the Year and Breakout. I think I like that they call it Breakout Player of the Year and not Rookie of the Year anymore. It makes more sense because, like, I mean, listen, some of these, like, Flareon's was playing Unite for 3 years before he could play in UCS, right, last year. So I think that makes sense. So I'm putting it to Anisus of LATAM North and Santos Laguna as my vouch. Next one. World Championships Play of the Year. This is an interesting one. So to help us accurately count all the votes, please include a link to the play if possible. This can be a Twitter X post featuring the clip from an official Pokemon United account. This is, you know, trying to help out our socials team sift through it, but you don't have to. You can just mention the play. Now, I think the one that is on everybody's mind is going to be the Draken 3K play with Crustle. I mean, it's a world championship winning play, so that is it's a lot to say for a moment like that. I think there are two other Peru moments that I think could be in contention. Another one comes from that same match. I think the Kea and the Nemo, like, Bliss Assist Emerald two-step combo on bot side to secure that first bot Reggie, I think was one of the most impactful plays. I felt like from that moment on, the pace was in Peru's hands. After that. So I was like, oh, like, that was a crazy. However, it's not, if I'm comparing those two to each other, unfortunately, I think the Crustle play still takes it. Other Peru play, the final one I will show is, before we even started the episode, I was slow-mo scrubbing through to see exactly what happened with Bridget. I think beating LG in game 5 on day 2, so to make in their top 4 game, to make it to Championship Sunday, the CC chain they put onto Trainer's Leafeon to turn and burn and out secure Overlord's Bliss assisted Blaziken with like the Scyther Zacian combo. That play is amazing, and like obviously it sent them into the grand finals. So like, but that play I think is more context than it is epic execute should win the World Championships Play of the Year. Zyru's misplicking Kram is still winning is good. So that's my third vote. The final one I'll mention just offhand because I don't know where else it would land. Listen, LG picking score comp and beating Nounce has gotta be. And Spraggles just said it in chat too. Okay.
We have to say that part too, because that was
that is also just
an all-timer.
Insane. Like that happened. It was, I mean, should be the talk of the town for a week from that play on. So that also just crazy. My vouch though, and I'm a nerd. I'm a storylines. I'm a context kind of guy. So I'm going with Peru's game 5 race secure against LG. It's just, it was Unite's knuckle puck. I do like that. That is really, it's Unite's like trick play, which is very fun. But okay. I'm putting down my vote for, Peru Ray Secure versus LG Game 5 semifinals. I'll send you the link later.
I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, the benefit of having knowing who runs this survey for me is that I can Discord DM them later. Okay. Okay, next category is our finals MVP. The players showed themselves to be the most valuable contributor to their team's performance in this year's finals between Peru Unite and Zeta Division at the 2025 Pokemon Network Championships in Anaheim. I think there are 3 finalists for this category, but I think the winner is a clear favorite. I think everybody's thinking it. It's got to be Draken, right? It's got to be Draken as Grand Finals MVP. Like,
I think I did do Kea because I respect my support players, and he was like right there with Draken, but
totally agree.
I already had given Draken something, so I was like, I'm gonna give it to Kea.
Fair. I think Kea is a totally fine vote. The only thing is, I think if it was a tournament MVP, I think Kea or an emo are like in competition for that spot. However, because I think the best plays that Kea made over the tournament were on Clefable every single time. The follow me plays from them, and even the gravity plays against LG, by the way. But like mostly the follow me plays, like they dismantled like Aegis Flames with that build. Yeah. And I was just like, I'm in awe of what is happening right now by this support player. But grand final specifically, I gotta give it to the tank player. Draka just
very valid.
Too cool with it. So that's gonna be my vote. Okay, community choice. This is the category I was excited to talk about. Okay. The Community Choice Award for the West. This award is intended for players from the Brazil, EU, Latin America North, Latin America South, North America, and OC regions. When voting, select a player who you feel served as an outstanding example of positive influence on their teammates, their organization, and or the community at large. This could be, but not limited to, their content creation, on-stage performances, public persona, charitable works, or acts of kindness in Unite Esports.
Aww. Acts of kindness is so cute.
Yeah, this is really cool. This has been a pretty, this has been an award that I've seen to pop up in other esports too. That's had really cool impact. I think back, like, I was a huge Overwatch fan, and I remember one year a player like kind of started for charity. They started kind of like an Instagram trend, like to raise money kind of thing, and they ended up raising like thousands of dollars for this charity, and it was like they're a clear winner of like this award. You know, like their impact they made was really, really cool. Community choice for the West. I think there's a few players, and I think these categories can sometimes come down to a little bit of like popularity voting, you know what I mean? It comes down to a little bit of that, and that's fine. That's a portion of this award. My vouch for Community Choice West, I think, is going to be Gatlu. I think Gatlu, one, has just been kind of a mainstay of this community for a long time, has done a really good job, of supporting the community in a few ways. Not only with just their own content, they do stream a decent amount while being like in school and being like a full-time student. Unity Clash, while they're not like a mainstay in running and tournament organizing that event, they are still a major part of making a lot of really cool grassroots tournaments happen, which I think is amazing, while being a player, which I think is really noble and very impressive. Disqualified Greedent player. That is a point against
them. He's got a point.
And Gatlu is just a really sweet player. You know, like, is very kind and does, yeah, it does a lot for the community. So I think for their community involvement, Gatlu's going to be my vote. Do you remember who you picked for this one?
Yes. Also, shout out Replicate for resubbing.
Oh my gosh.
We also love your team.
World champion Replicate.
Yeah, great job winning Worlds. You crushed that. Yeah. I actually put Slash from LG because honestly, I learned so much from his videos, like his YouTube specifically. Mm-hmm. I just really appreciate that he makes like informational content. I don't feel like we get a lot of that from pro players, at least in English. I'm sure they're doing
he's
it in Japanese.
Low key, like he's kind of the Cybertron of Pokemon Unite, if you think about it.
Yeah, seriously. Mm-hmm. He puts out really great like competitive content, which I like appreciate his POV a lot. So I gave it to Slash. I feel like he does a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. At least
I think that's another good vote. I think that's another great vote. I think that's a really solid one. And then Replicate saying this one needs to be Baby Mazo. I think, yeah, Baby Mazo, a perennial one.
He won it like every year in the West.
He has.
He's definitely won at least twice.
Yeah, I think he's won twice and Overlord's won once, I think.
Oh,
so,
okay. Well,
but
as long as he doesn't have a full dictatorship on it.
We got our vouch. Okay. Community choice for the East. Now, I already talked a lot about my thinking for Gatlu. In a similar vein, I'm going with another player that makes a lot of content and runs tournament organizations. Give me Obion for
let's go. Please.
Is that who you voted for as well?
I feel like I probably did Obion. I would be surprised if I didn't, because I can't think of who else I would have done.
Yeah.
But a lot of I follow like a couple of the Japanese players on YouTube or subscribe to them. And sometimes I'll just like go in their stream if no one else is on and just watch them play. But I just feel like a lot of them do a lot, but I do like to chill in the OB on streams. He does a lot. I know he's just getting over COVID. So send well wishes to OB on.
I think he's a great player, obviously, but he just... One, being an on-camera personality really helps. Like, geez, that guy is so
his
funny,
hair,
so exciting. Yeah, he looks great.
He dyed it orange and purple.
It's like incredible.
Like, colors.
You're
it
committing
so
to this game. It's so good. And it's another grassroots tournament organizer, as well as being a top-level player. So, yeah, I'm giving Obignon the award here. I think it's... Also, his team had a few other great players for breakout player of the year contenders, by the way. I think S-Slime 100% is worthy of a consideration for your breakout player of the year. ACL Coin Guy should get an honorable mention. Yeah, if we could have broadcast specific awards, I hope ACL Coin Guy gets every award.
He made that whole broadcast. Like, he outshined all of you guys, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, he was just so good.
he mogged all of you.
Exactly. All right. Well, there is my submissions, I guess. Bridget, you get to talk a little bit about yours. Everybody, you can go do the exact same thing. So follow the link in the Unite Esports Twitter and vote on these awards. I think it's so fun. And listen, if these things get more traction, you know, if we get unprecedented amount of votes and level things like that, maybe Pokemon Unite's like, hey, we could do like some content on this. Maybe we could do like an awards show someday, you know? But all that starts with like interest. So please get in there and get involved, because it was, this is really fun. I really like these kind of things. It feels esportsy. And just filling that out, by the way, has gotten me so excited for our content on like the league to start, Bridget. Like, I'm so excited.
Have you seen some of the team announcements that have gone, not for NA?
Yeah, weirdly NA been kind of silent.
Mm-hmm. Fennel's video was so sick. Did you watch it?
I did a few times.
It's so hard.
It goes so hard. It looks like, I think the Talon guys got picked up by an APAC org named Nemesis. They're going to be playing. They also had a pretty fun video that got put out, but
it was cute.
Yeah, that's going to be another fun team to watch. I'm glad they're mostly playing together. I know they had like one or two that like decided to not play any longer, but still it's cool to see that roster as a whole is going to be sticking it out and playing as a team and getting sponsored as well. It's going to be crazy. I hope y'all are excited for the level of like Overdunk is going to turn into a sports talk radio a little bit during the league.
Oh, yes.
Every 2 weeks, we are going to have like a league match, which is going to be so fun. Like, we're going to have it's basically like round robin league, right? Like, you're going to play every other team in your regional league only a certain amount of times, potentially one, but probably like two times in a season. We're going to like, we're gonna have rivalry matches, we're gonna have like must win games, you know, like we're gonna have the coin flip match of the week. Like, I can't wait. Also, like, my favorite sports league, NHL, is starting very soon, so I've been in like sports podcast land again, so I'm like getting all excited for my show.
You're thriving.
Well, it's gonna be so fun. It is gonna be a blast. If I know I have my own trepidations about the league, I know a lot of people do, and I think all those are fair, but there are positives to it, and I can't wait to really dive into the positives of it on this show. It's gonna be very fun.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to like learn more. Like, I want their rosters, I want the names, I want the schedule. I know we still have some time, like, we still gotta get through LAIC, but I'm like, seeing the team announcements, definitely I'm like, ooh, it's happening.
Low-key, the open tournament for each region is more exciting to me than any IC qualifier play-in we ever had. Like,
be kind of crazy.
I'm like excited about this now, and it's an online event, like, who cares? But I'm just like, I can't wait. Mostly, I will say, a little less excited for it for EU. Like, I don't know, let's face it, that region has not been as deep historically, like, but I don't know, some of the like events that that like Lobo and Tano have been like casting out there have been pretty sick, and maybe this offseason's been really good for the growth of EU, so we'll see. I'm excited to see that tournament, but still NA, and then LATAM North, South, and Brazil each having a tournament to only qualify one team out of their own little region.
That
like
is...
Oh, it's gonna be hype. But like, there's going to be some really fun tournaments coming up soon.
Yeah, LATAM is going to be like, now I'm so excited for like the LATAM League and LAIC, mm-hmm. now that we have like a LATAM South like reigning champ. I'm oh, I'm so excited. I hope the ping is not horrible for them. We'll but as a viewer, I'm excited.
The LATAM League is going to get a lot of hype because obviously LAIC coming up very soon is going to, we're probably going to get to see more of those teams playing than any other region's team. So that's going to be cool. And, well, LATAM South has a world champ. We also have like the Santos Laguna team on a absolute run at Worlds from LATAM North, and then Aegis Flames with a generational run for Brazil in just getting a lot of hype for those regions in particular. So I don't know, Ed. LATAM League's are fun too.
I'm excited just to get to experience league format for Unite. It'll be a whole new world. Yeah, we're esports. I'm excited.
So esports. It's going to be a good time. But everybody, that is bringing us to the end of our episode. We talked about a lot. Talked about a new Pokemon release, some new held items, and of course, our championship awards. So just one more reminder, everybody, go over to at Unite Esports on Twitter and fill out that Google form. It's only 5 or 6 questions. Like, it's really fast.
Yeah.
So go get in on that for the awards. But Bridget, before we get out of here, anything else you want to plug?
I don't think so. I'm probably forgetting something, but if I do, I'll probably tweet it at Big Bridget. So you should follow me there.
Okay, perfect. Go follow at Big Bridget on Twitter. Yeah, mine's the exact same as Dupes Next normally fills in for. Go follow at Big Bridget on Twitter. If you're watching us on YouTube, by the way, please comment down below which of these new held items are you excited for? Held item, Big Root or Tenacious Belt. Which one's cooler? Please let us know in the comments. Otherwise, we'll see you all next week. We'll see you all then. Bye-bye.
Bye.